Chapter 6, The Magical Kitchen. Imagine that you have a magical kitchen in your home. In that magical kitchen, you can have any food you want from any place in the world in any quantity. You never worry about what to eat. Whatever you wish for, you can have at your table. You are generous with your food, and your house is always full of people who come to eat the food from your magical kitchen. Then one day someone knocks at your door, and it's a person with a pizza. You open the door, and the person looks at you and says, "Hey, do you see this pizza? I'll give you this pizza if you let me control your life. You are never going to starve because I can bring pizza every day. You just have to be good to me." Can you imagine your reaction? In your kitchen, you can have the same pizza, even better. Yet this person comes to you and offers you food if you just do whatever he wants you to do. You are going to laugh and say, "No, thank you. I have plenty of food. You can come into my house and eat whatever you want, and you don't have to do anything. No one will manipulate me with food." Now imagine exactly the opposite. Several weeks have gone by, and you haven't eaten. You are starving, and you have no money to buy food. The person comes with a pizza and says, "Hey, there's food here. You can have this food if you just do what I want you to do." You can smell the food, and you are starving. You decide to accept the food and do whatever that person asks of you. You eat some food, and he says, "If you want more, you can have more, but you have to keep doing what I want you to do." You have food today, but tomorrow you may not have food, so you agree to do whatever you can for it. You can become a slave because of food, because you need food, because you don't have it. Then, after a certain time, you have doubts. You say, "What am I going to do without my pizza? I cannot live without it. What if my partner decides to give the pizza to someone else? My pizza!" Now imagine that instead of food, we are talking about love. You have an abundance of love in your heart. You have love not just for yourself, but for the whole world. You love so much that you don't need anyone's love. You share your love without condition, and someone knocks on your door and says, "Hey, I have love for you here. You can have my love if you just do whatever I want you to do." When you are full of love, what is going to be your reaction? You will laugh and say, "Thank you, but I don't need your love. I have the same love here in my heart, even bigger and better, and I share my love without condition." But if you're starving for love and you taste that love, you're going to do whatever you can for love. You can even be so needy that you give your whole soul just for a little attention. Your heart is like that magical kitchen. If you open your heart, you already have all the love you need. There's no need to go around the world begging for love. "Please, someone love me. I'm so lonely. I need someone to love me to prove that I'm worthy of love." We have love right here inside us, but we don't see this love. Can you see the drama humans create when they believe they don't have love? They are starving for love, and when they taste a little love from someone else, they become needy and obsessive about that love. Then comes the big drama. What am I going to do if he leaves me? How can I live without her? They cannot live without the provider, the one who provides them with the everyday doses. And for that little piece of love, because they are starving, they allow other people to control their lives. They let others tell them what to do, what not to do, how to dress, how to behave, what to believe. "I love you if you behave in this way. I love you if you let me control your life. I love you only if you are good to me. If not, then forget it." The problem with humans is that they don't know they have a magical kitchen in their heart. All this suffering begins because long ago we closed our hearts and we no longer feel the love that is there. At some point in our life, we became afraid to love because we believed love isn't fair. Love hurts. We tried to be good enough for someone else. We tried to be accepted by someone else, and we failed. We have already had 2 or 3 lovers and a few broken hearts. To love again is to risk too much. Of course, we have so many self-judgments that we can't possibly have any self-love. And if there's no love for ourselves, how can we even pretend that we share love with someone else?